Today's Mass is being offered for the deceased members of the Salinas family. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today we have St. Matthew, the tax collector. He's there sitting at his customs post. He's doing his everyday things. Nothing is different that day. All we see is Matthew going about collecting taxes for the Roman oppressors. And one after one, he grabs the coins from those who are there. Each one, he marks down what it is that they have paid, bringing it against their account, putting the money away while adding a generous portion for himself, as is his due, to be repaid himself. And one by one, marking it down. What's going on within his soul? With each one, he does know and he realizes that these are there paying their taxes and these customs, while at the same time, each one begrudging every farthing that is taken from them. Every bit that is taken from him, he knows they look at him with disdain because he himself is a collaborator, one who's working with the oppressors. They see him as lower than a Samaritan. But what's different about this day? This day, the Master walks by. This day, the Lord proceeds and comes up within distance of his custom post. Matthew knows this man. He's heard about this Jesus, this rabbi, who is going about doing many good things. He knows his stories. He's heard about what he is doing, and now he sees him coming forward. He's heard of the words he's had to share with those who are the scribes and the Pharisees, how he challenges them, and how he puts them to shame. And he wonders about himself as he's coming near. Will he have something to say to me? What do I deserve to hear from such a man who none can lay a finger on, who is without reproach himself? Matthew, on many occasions, had heard the words and lingered at a distance, disguising himself such that he himself might not be seen, but might hear. And the words which he heard our Lord speak were words which cut him to the heart as well, to the quick, and made him realize that maybe there was something within his life that needed a change. Wasn't sure that he could. This day, the Lord and the Master approaches Matthew. It's with a single word that our Lord turns to him, gazing into his own eyes. As he approaches, even some of the coins from his hand begin to shake and tremble as he looks into those eyes that look so deeply in him. And he sees not there the harshness of rebuke nor of accusation, but the words come forth from his mouth, divine words, words which call him at the depths of his soul. And the Lord says, "You, come, follow me." And at these words, he feels something within himself rise, something to be lifted. He who in himself was full of his own weakness and his own inability, and at these words, he felt himself as though he was buoyed and lifted up out of nowhere, as though of his own accord his body just commanded and took to stand. With that, not even noticing the customs that he was taking to himself, and the coins began to scatter upon the table which was before him, and simply felt himself as light as a feather. Led on further, he approached the Lord, went and followed him. This is the message of a call, of a divine call, of one who knew how little he was worth in his own eyes and in the eyes of others, and yet somebody saw something deeper within him. How many of us have felt the same within our own call? Have we heard the divine summons? Within our lives, have we recognized a moment where our Lord has seen us in our weakest point, and then we were caught up in that gaze, that loving exchange, to being, feeling the whole of our essence soar to the heights because of a word that has come down from the divine, where our Lord has seen us there and raised us up beyond what our human nature could ever hope to attain, while at the same moment recognizing our own weakness. But somehow, that weakness did not seem to matter to God, for he called me. This is not something which is meant to be experienced but a single time in one's life and reminisced upon as from a distance, but is something to be lived out and to be enjoyed and reflected upon in every moment of the now, because our Lord's call and his change and his election are true. When he calls not once, but he calls continually. His call is the same for each of us, just as it was for Matthew, something as simple as, where you're at, come, follow me. Where you're at, even in the midst of your weakness, I value you. Just as you see yourself in all these ways is not the way in which I see you. All it took was the words of the Master, lovingly gazing upon him, and how Matthew felt that all his cares and everything else seemed to fade away as though they did not matter. And so he left and followed the Lord. Not once looking back does it say ever again in scriptures. And here, he is the one who we read his own conversion story, and so simply puts it thus: he called me, and I followed him. Let us ask our Lord for the same simplicity of heart, to be able to explain those graces that God works within our own hearts, and even in a deeper sense. To follow him, to be caught up in that same gaze that once brought us from the place in which we were, where we were not following God and not relishing his goodness. But to do so, not just in that former moment, long ago, but to do that in the moment which is now, and to see that our Lord calls me still, an even greater grace than he called me then. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.